Many political battles will be put aside this weekend as people come together to observe Memorial Day for the U.S. troops stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan and their families here at home. The Memorial Day weekend takes on a very personal meaning. This has been a bloody month for the military. More than 100 service members have died in Iraq in May, putting it on track to be one of the worst months of the war. One paratrooper brigade based at Fort Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska, has been hit very hard. 9 of the brigade's soldiers died in just 6 days last week. And the recent deaths have brought the tight-knit military community in Anchorage even closer together. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit has the story.
Lori Everett has a few rules to get her through her husband's deployment. Always stay busy and avoid the news.
I have had ladies call me all upset. Did you read the paper? Did you watch the news? No, I don't, because it upsets me. I have no control over what happens over there, so why am I going to drive myself buggy over something that I can't do anything about?
The recent news from her husband's brigade has been devastating.
The casualty list in Iraq from the 425 out of Fort Richardson has grown to 39 dead.
The Army says three more Fort Richardson paratroopers.
Most of the 9 soldiers died in roadside bombing attacks, but 2 were killed in gunfire incidents. Since deploying in October, the brigade of 3,800 soldiers has suffered more than 40 casualties. They're deployed mainly in Baghdad and surrounding areas. Alaska Army spokesperson Chris Hyde says they do a lot of dismounted patrol, getting out of their vehicles and onto neighborhood streets.
You know, there's an expression in the military called the tip of the spear, which basically just means that that unit is the forefront of an effort to go right to the heart of whatever the insurgent violence is in the area, or to look at specific aspects of where they think there's more insurgent activity.
Lori Everett says the thought that her husband could be the next death is always in the back of her mind. But she says on bad days, she has plenty of friends who understand what she's going through. She says the wives at this Alaska base tend to be closer than in other military towns where she's lived.
You can't just hop in the car on the weekend and drive to Georgia, drive to North Carolina. And then unless you want to pay a really high phone bill, you really needed to make friends. It's a lot different here because you can't just, hey, Mom, I'm coming over.
Yeah, I want to do the monkey
pies. Amanda Kessler watches as her 2 oldest children tackle the jungle gym in her backyard. Her husband, Adam, is a physician's assistant with the brigade. She's a stay-at-home mom with 5 kids under the age of 6. She says she does watch the news.
This past week has been especially bad.
Kessler's husband has been in the military for 8 years, but this is his first deployment. She says she's not a worrier. She trusts Adam will make good decisions and come home safe. And like Everett, she's found a good support network among the other wives.
You know, it could always be you next, so you have that common thread that you... I look at it how, what would I need at that time? And you support each other like that.
The brigade was originally scheduled to be home in October, after a year in Iraq, but like all Army units, their tour was extended to 15 months. The Army has said the soldiers may be home for Christmas, but the wives aren't counting on anything. Everett sums it up like this: I hope for the best, but plan for the worst. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
You're listening to NPR News.